Yud. The top Rashi, which is a fairly long Rashi. And we're holding about four lines in, I think. And the point Rashi is saying that the second day he told Klal Yisrael Sukkim, he went up to the har, he came down, and he told Moshe Elohim, he went up to har on the second day, and the Bereshim tells him, this is what he told Klal Yisrael, he tells him Sukkim Dalet Ruvav. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Yom Sheni and tells it to Klal Yisrael. And that's Pasuk Zayin that he tells Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael responds in Pasuk Ches, B'yana Kolom Yachto B'yirma Kol Asher Dibre Hashem Naseh V'yoshev Moshe Es Dibre Omer L'Hashem, and that's on Yom Gimel. He goes back up on Yom Gimel. And probably beginning Pasuk, the third line of Rashi, Mochus Hishkim V'olah V'yoshev, he went up V'yoshev Moshe Es Dibre Omer L'Hashem. Could ever call Yisrael Beshkem, like we said before, that he always went up in the morning. He couldn't go back up on Yom Sheni. So he went back up on Yom Shlishi in the morning and told the Kodesh Baruch Hu that whatever Klal Yisrael says, Kol Asher Dibre Hashem Nasa. V'abayim Nemer Lo Hine Anochi Boy Alecho. And then Pasuk Tes, the Baruch Hashem tells Moshe, Hine Anochi Boy Alecho Ba'av Ha'anon, before Yishma Ha'amad Abri Yimoch, V'gam B'cho Yaminu Lo Elom. Again, Moshe Es Dibre Ha'amel Hashem. So Bereshit tells him something. Moshe Rabbeinu responds with Klal Yisrael's Klal Yisrael's response to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, when did that take place? So, means Moshe Rabbeinu came down based after Pasuk Tes. Tells Klal Yisrael, and then he goes up again by Leah Bashkama, which means he has to go up in Yom Dalet, and gives Klal Yisrael's response. So Rashi actually in Chumash points out in Pasuk Tes, Vayagen Moshe, B'yom Machor Shehu Yom Revi L'Chodesh, that this Vayagen Moshe is referring to already Revi. So Rashi points out in Chumash already that has to be the next day. He said, "What was Dibre Ha'am?" So Tshuva al Dibre Shemati Mihem. This is that the Bereshit said, "I'm going to come to you and speak to you, talking to Moshe, and they're going to trust you," which means that Moshe was going to be the one who's going to present it to Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael said, "No, we want to hear from you directly." And then Pasuk Yud Rashi says, and Hashem tells Moshe, if that's true that I have to speak to him directly, then there's a mitzvah prisha. So that's the flow of the psukim. So Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph are going to be the psukim of prisha, and that was told that so he came down on according to Bereshit, he came down on Revi and told that it's Revi. But what Argamor is adding, so that's what Rashi says is all in Chumash. But Pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, that belongs back to Pasuk Tes. That was given separate. So see that in Rashi. The mitzvah lost. He told him about mitzvah, but Hisham Lachem Lois Beharba and Greb Kseya, which is Pasuk Yud Beis. Alvishi Ksuba Acher Bikita Shamayam Mocher. She mitzvahs Prisha. Even though it's written, Yud Beis is after the mitzvah Prisha, which is Yud and Yud Aleph. It was really said earlier. The Chesiv Vahiy Aliyah Shalom Bashlishi Lashiv Hakadosh Baruch Hu Dibre Ha'am the Nase. Moshe goes up on Shlishi and tells Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael says Nase. Hinei Nochi Boy Alecho the Sefer the Krobay again Moshe says Dibre Ha'am. Moshe says Klal Yisrael's response. Vachimad Dibre Ha'am Yeshkan. What was the Dibre Ha'am referring to? Ela Mitzvah Hagbola Nemer Loi Boy Bayom. What was told to him on that day was Mitzvah Hagbola. Come on, Tanya Lohokin, and Mor is going to bring a prize to that at the bottom of the Amud. The Arab Amud says, so Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on Yom Shlishi, tells Klal Yisrael Mitzvah Hagbola. L'machris bedalat hishkin b'ola behigit shekib olay Mitzvah Hagbola. So Kaisel accept the mitzvah Hagbola. Venemerloy then mitzvah Prisha of the Kiddush Shema Yom Mocher. So that which is going to be Yom Revi, according to the Rishon, it's going to be Yom Revi and Yom Chamishi, and the Torah is going to be given on Vav. Malvisha Yesh Oy Gimel Yom Ad Yom Shabbos. So the Chara, there's a day missing. I mean, look, come on, Rabbi Yossi, the Moshe Hosef Yerecha Midaitza. So Moshe Rabbeinu added a third day of Prisha on his own calculation. So now, Rashi and Chumash has a different story of what was Moshe Rabbeinu responding to. So how the Gemara, if you know, which is based on Rashi saying, not based on himself, he's based on the Mechilta. Why is our Gemara not learning like the Mechilta? Our Gemara is saying that I'm assuming the Pshat of the Gemara is that since that was something which was not said explicit in the Pasuk, it's Mistabra, there's something explicit in the Pasuk also which was part of the conversation. So the Parisha is clearly has to be said later because it gives us the days. Based on the dates, it can't be what was said that day. Because even if we had a day, the Torah was still given on Yom Tov, which we haven't said that that's not true. So it has to be preached was said later. So what else is explicit in the Pasuk, which was said earlier, must be with Hagbola. So the Hagbola was said earlier, and Kaisel is in response to the Hagbola on Yom Shlishi. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells about the Kodesh Baruch Hu on Yom Revi'i, and the Bereshit says, he kiddush on Yom Mochar. Okay. Meisvei. So it's back on the Gemara. We're holding the six lines down. Mikidash Shema Yom Mocher. The Pasuk says Mikidash Shema Yom Mocher. So it's only 2 days. According to the Rabbanan, that the Prisha started on Hay. They were told Prisha on Hay. So the Prisha is Hay and Vav. And Shabbos, they got the Torah. But according to the Biyosi, that the Prisha started on Dalid. So what's Hayom Mocher? Kashal Biyosi. Moshe Rabbeinu added a day. The Tanya, Gimel Dvarim Osa Moshe Midaitoi, Yisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imoi. Three things Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. What are these three things? The Bryson says, Hosef Yomechad Midaitoi, he added on one day by Matan Torah, Upirish Mina Isha, and he separated from his wife, Meshibar Saluchas, and he brought the Luchas. And he added a day based on the following consideration. My Dorish, what was his thought process to tell him to add a day? He says, Hayom Mocher. Hayom Kim Mocher. Each day has to be equal. The day one and day two have to be equal. Well, just like how, what would they have to be like each other? Malam Mocher, Leilu Imoy. Mocher has a night and a day. So this day also has to be a night and a day. The day one has to be a night and a day also. He's standing on Yom Revi and saying, this day can't be the day because there's no night. So, because the night already was, you know, that was last night. So they weren't perish already last night. They have to be perish a day, two full days and nights. Shamanot Shrei Yomi Levar Mayidna means 2 days besides today, so he starts on Revi'i, but it extends into through Chamishi, through Shishi, and they get the Torah on Shabbos. We know on the Hiskim Kadosh Baruch Hu Al Yadu, and how do we know Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to that? Because the Lashar Yashkina Ad Safra the Shabbat, because we know the Rosham did not give the Torah until Shabbos morning. So apparently, Rosham agreed with Moses. Agreed with Moshe's consideration. So one of the Forshim says that we had before that Meremer said that Namaisa, no woman was Poletis. No woman released any Zera. So Kaisa was given a mitzvah Prisha. And that the last day there was no act of Poletis at all. So it was almost as if Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that Mitzad human beings, we have a responsibility to have, make sure we have enough time to do in case there is a problem, because that's our responsibility. Because Baruch Hu was saying, I'm not worried about it because it's not going to happen. He knew that it wasn't going to happen. So the Baruch Hu didn't require that calculation. The Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Ben Adam, said that's what he has to do. The same thing appears from Isha, my Darish. So he has to be ready at any moment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically knew the future. There's never be a moment until he'd be with his wife, where it would be a problem. But Moshe says, but in my consideration, I can't deal with it that way. I have to deal with it that maybe there's a possibility because Baruch Hu would come. I have to be ready. He made a kal v'chomer about himself. The Rosh spoke to them one time. And we knew exactly when it was going to be. They can't be with their wives in preparation for that moment. Anisha, call Shah Basha Shina with the Barasim me. Any moment the Bushman could speak to me. Vainu Kabeli Sman doesn't tell me before him when it's going to be. Allah has come, but Kama definitely so, that much more so that that I have to separate from my wife and I can't be in a state of tumah, possible that Kushbrook would want to come to speak to me. When all of the Hiskam of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Brisa says that Bereshit agreed. How do you know the Bereshit agreed with what he said? The Ksiv, it says, after the seeper of Matan Torah in Parshas Veschanon, that the Bereshit tells Moshe, Lechem Mar Lehem, Shuv Lechem Mar Lechem, go back to your tent, means back to your wife. But you, Poya Moedim, you stay with me. You stand here. Vista Amri, others say, Pe'al Dabarboy, that remember that was Miriam's Lashon Hara about Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirush Menasha. And the Baruch responds to Miriam and to Aaron and says, Pe'al Dabarboy, that I speak to him directly. So Chazal say that what he did was something which I told him to do. I mean, I said it's a good idea. So the Baruch, it wasn't something which he only did on his own, but the Kodesh Baruch gave him his approbation. Shibres Aluchos, my Dorish, where did Moshe Rabbeinu make a calculation why he should break the Luchos? Omra Ma Pesach Shu Echem Mitaryag Mitzvahs. Pesach, which is one of the 613 commandments. Omra Torah B'chol Ben Necher Lo Yechol Boi. So Chazal Darshan Ben Necher means that already said a person who's an Arel, etc., can't eat. So who's a Ben Necher? Chazal Darshan means a ben shenisnakru ma'isa la'aviv shebashamayim. It's a son of Klal Yisrael whose his actions have been estranged from that of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Person who's a mummer. So mummer can't eat from the carbon pasta. So that's by one mitzvah. So Atara Kula Khan, we have the whole Torah here. We saw mummerim and Klal Yisrael is a mummerim. Allah has kama v'kama that they can't get they can't get the pasta. They can't get the Torah. Tosfos points out that it's not a kal v'chomer gemura, because if it's a kal v'chomer gemura, Tosfos says it's not kal v'chomer because you know there's a special dimaik pesach of zevach rishayim toeva, but you don't find it anywhere that you know that it says tefillin shal rishayim toeva. So give them tefillin, you know, there's the, give them the Torah, let them do tshuva. Where do you see that? But it's important that it's not a Kabbalah Chomer Gomer, because if it's a Kabbalah Chomer Gomer, and Tosfos points out before, it's not a Kabbalah Chomer Gomer, because Kabbalah Chomer is not, Kabbalah Chomer is not considered a midaita of Moshe. If that's, because the Torah is supposed to be Darshan, not be Kabbalah Chomer. So the Bereshit didn't tell him explicitly, but when we learn a Kabbalah Chomer, that's the Raisa. That's not considered we've done on our own. The Torah was given to be understood al pi kal v'chomer.
Was that true for in the other drashas, the Bashanay, when we say, he compared the first day and the second day. And he's also using it in Yom Kippur now.
Yes, Tosis by all three of them, the top Tosis, and the second Tosis, and the fourth Tosfos and the fifth Tosfos, each one Tosfos goes through to point out that it's not a drasha gemura, because had it been a drasha gemura, it would be derisa. It wouldn't be Moshe Rabbeinu doing it on his own. It's not a kavod chomer for Klai Yisrael by Sarsa Dibris. Was a different type of Dibur than Moshe Rabbeinu getting it just as a nevuah. Over here, it's not a kavod chomer gomer because the korban is different than anything else. As it says, even the first one, the word Hayyai Mamish means the Rosh Hashanah was telling him that the Pshut Hashem Mikra is telling him that it's not like Yom Mocher. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I see that there's room to understand it like that, but that wasn't a clear drasha that it was, that we'd say that was clearly the Rosh Hashanah wanted him to figure out. Minolan Hizim HaKadosh Baruch HaYadu, it's Adam and HaKadosh Baruch agreed to the Shvi'a Saluchis, Shinemar Asher Shibarta, the luchas which he darshened, Omer Reish Lakish, that the Russian, what's the lesson about Asher Shibar, the lesson of Ishur, Ishur is giving an approbation, Yashar Kaychacha Sheshibarta, that's the phrase of Yashar Kaychacha, your strength should be straightened, lesson of Yashar Sheshibarta, that's what the pasuk means. See Rashi. Hayom Mocher. It's about a third of the way down of the narrow lines. Mashem the Behei Nemer Loyal the first Hay and Vav. So that has to be in Yom Hay. Today Hay plus Vav and Shabbos you got the Torah. Where do you see Dalit? Mocher Piyosi Loyal and Ravi Nemer Loyal the first Dalit Behei. You're right. And Ravi was told Dalit and Hay. Vuhoisav Yemechad Bin Daitoy Yemechad Hitzma Kadosh Baruch Hu Daitoy. He added Yom Vav, and the Rosh agreed. Pirush Nisha Lagamri Lachem Matan Torah Miyad Mishapirush Im Chaver Rav Shuv Loi Chosel Tashmish. So everybody else went back to their wives, and he Bashas Matan Torah, and onwards he never went back to Tashmish with his wife. Afa Yom Tzarech Liyus Leilu Imoy B'Holo Yevsher. He has to have the night also, so it must be you have to add a day. Kovel Hamzman. Kabbal Chomer Klaisel was told when they're going to get the Torah. Emes my Yedabri Mohem. Am Torah Hayu Nechonim. Pirshim Yin Shesh Seim. They have to separate from their wives. The Rosh speaks to me any time. But like Kabbal is Man Liburoi Shochal Lifresh Kadam Lachain. He doesn't tell me beforehand when it's going to be that I should know to be separate from my wife beforehand. So he has to separate early. And the Rosh agreed. It said, told Klaisel to go back to Lalechem, Lahatta Nishusechem, Latashmish Satilchem, and that we remember we had a Beya that something which is Nesser B'minyan, you need a Minyan Achalatira. And the Mor said that the Klaisel was told it's also, even though the reason is Botel, but the Russian had to go and explicitly tell them, go back to your wives to make a Mutter. So and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Russian didn't tell Moshe, Moshe tells Moshe, you stay here. Hatzara Kula. Ben Echem, sorry, Mummer Shenisnakru Maisav Lobby Shemayim, a person who's a Mummer, which he's distanced himself and became unrecognizable, as it were. He's a stranger to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Atarakula Tluya Beluchas, the whole Torah is here. You saw Mummarim, Kleisel is a Mummer, Taborazora, Alachat Kamakamo, Shein Kedai Law. They shouldn't get it. There's a lot to think about. Like Rashi says, in a Kedai law, because the Tzivay HaTorah was given to Klal Yisrael B'Shas Matan Torah. The Luchas are some expression of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon to put his Torah in amongst Klal Yisrael. But the Tzivay HaTorah was given already, so I mean, like, what exactly are they yes getting and not getting by, well, since you're Mumar, you can't get the Luchas, and therefore what? You're part of the Torah, you're still Chayv in Torah. Right? But you don't get the schus of the Korban Pesach. You know, the schus of having the luchas. So you have to understand what exactly what the schus of having the luchas is. So it's not, you know, it's not a clear what exactly the issue is. Asher, also an ishur, she ishroi b'shiv kol shemirasa. The version was ma'asher, which means he gave his approbation on what he did. Toshma. Pesach says v'yu nechonim liyam ashlishi. So besides. Pasuk Yud, it says because Hashem Hayom Machor. It says in Pasuk Yud Alf, Hayu Nachonim LaYom Hashlishi. You should be ready for day three. Why? Because Hashem Yered Hashem Leinu Kol Yom Al Har Sinai. The Bereshit is going to come down on that and give it to Klal Yisrael on that day. So again, it sounds like Kashel Biyasi. Some more answers. Harminan Yom Echad Hashem Bereshit Midaita. I'm not sure what the Kashel was. What was the teretz? The only thing I think that the Morris thought, since it says explicitly in that passage the Mishnah is going to come down on Yom Shlishi, the Mishnah, you know, that's a more clear that it's Yom Shlishi and not Yom Revi. Okay. Zakrashi. That's pasuk tezvav. That's not the correct gears of the Gemara. Ha'amoran yom echad ha'izav. V'hai kruah da v'hayu nechonim l'yom ha'shlishi. Kucha brichu amar lei l'moshe. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe before Moshe added the extra day. That Moshe told it to him. And Moshe amar lehen. But Moshe only actually told them. Pasuk Tezvav, Vayomer Elohim, Hayu Nechonim L'Shesh Zemim. So you should be ready for 3 days. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu changed the lashon. Well, Amar Lehem L'Yom HaShlishi, day 3. Ella, he told him you should be ready of 3 days of Prisha. Ella Prisha Gimel Yomim. Okay. 3 days of Prisha. Isaac Rashi. The pasuk tezayin doesn't fit that. Right? Hiva yom hashlishi beyosav boiker, but on the day 3, matan torah took place. So, when is day 3? Recall the sif by hiva yom hashlishi. That's pasuk tezayin. When was that? But shlishi liyomim shleimim shleilan imom kamer means the third complete subsequent day. So you have all of you have hey. Yom Hei, night and day. Yom Vav, night and day. Shabbos, night, and then the day of the of those that third day of complete days. Okay. Now, Zadim or Toshma. The Braisa comes along and says Shlishi. It was the third day, and that Yom Shlishi was also Shlishi Bechodesh. Bishlishi b'Shabbos. That third day was the third day of the month and the third day of the week. So that's Kashel Rabbanon. So now it's a Braisa. So the more his answer is obvious. I'm the Rabbanon. Homon Rabbi Yosi. That Braisa is Rabbi Yosi talking. You can't ask a Kashel from Braisa on the Tana. So Tosis says that the Morris Kasha is, it was a Kasha on Rabba's understanding, the Morris was a Kasha on Rabba's understanding of the Rabbana. It wasn't a Kasha on the Rabbana, it was a Kasha on Rabba's understanding. Because without Rabba, you learn that they were arguing, they both agreed the Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. They're just arguing whether the Torah was given on Vav or Zion, on Friday or Shabbos. Rabba came along and said, no, that everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Everybody agrees that the only argument was when was Rosh Chodesh. So the Kasha really was on, since we have a Stam Braisa, probably it was the Rabbanon. And so then it doesn't work like Rabba's understanding of the Rabbanon. So the Mor's answer is no, that Braisa was a Braisa. The Lashon of the Mor is a little bit funny. Now the Mor says like this, Shlishi Lamai. So it was the third day. And the third day was the third day of the week, and the third day of the month. It means it was a third to something before you discussed the day of the week and the day of the month. This third day of negotiations was the third day of the week and the third day of the month. But the third day of what? Shlishi Lamai. Lachin Etanya. V'yoshev Moshe es Dibrei Ha'omel Hashem. K'si v'yaged Moshe es Dibrei Ha'omel Hashem. So we have Pasuk Ches, Moshe Rabbeinu gave Kaisel's response, and then Pasuk Tes, Moshe gave Kaisel's response. Again, it says twice. So what's going on over here? There's Moshe didn't repeat himself. It means there was something else going on. So Amaloy Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Excuse me, Mar Amaloy Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Mar Amaloy Hemli Moshe Li Yisrael. Mar Amaloy Yisrael Li Moshe. Mar Heishib Moshe Lifnei Agavura. So what did Bereshim tell Moshe to tell Klai? So what did Moshe tell Klai? So what did Klai respond? And what did Moshe Rabbeinu give back to Kadosh Baruch Hu in this whole conversation? There's nothing there. So Zoom is Hagbola. So Rabbi Yossi says that in between conversation, which is not recorded in the Torah exactly, precisely, was referring to Mitzvah Hagbola. Rabbi Omer, B'tchila Pirush Einsha, Nichsiv V'yoshev Moshe, Dvorim Shemeshavin Daito Shel Adam. V'sayf Pirush Matan Tzchar, Nichsiv V'yaged Moshe, Dvorim Shemeshchim Libe Shel Adam Kagoda. Say that there's that that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael the conversation on Yom Sheni, I'm not sure how he's learning which days are which. I think it means Yom Sheni, and he told the Kaisel about how the ownership of Torah, the punishments, how much Kaisel has to be responsible for what's going to happen and the punishment they're going to get. That was the Yosha Moshe. They were felt like the lashon of something which Kaiser would maybe not want to accept. It's so scary and so overwhelming and so, you know, you tell me it's like the pressure is going to be tremendous. You must do the right thing. And even so, Kaiser said they want it. And that was what Moshe Rabbeinu responded back on the day Shlishi to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu comes down again on that day and tells Klal Yisrael how wonderful is it going to be Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael again responds, we want it. So Rashi says, so the point of the Braisa is this is the third day of conversations about the Torah. That's what means Yom Shlishi, because the Amri, some will say the story was the opposite. They give a person back his, you know, you feel overwhelmed, you know, don't calm down, it's going to be great, type of a thing. So they give the person back his das, his equilibrium. It's like it's difficult to a person like Gidin is a lashon of a type of a very bitter type of a herb. The Sirashi. Toshma, Tanya Braisa, Hochi. Braisa is Shlishi, Shlishi Bechadish, Hoya, Shlishi Beshabbos Hoya. Come on, boy, Shlishi, come, Olamai. It was day three, and day three was the third day of the week and the third day of the month. Tomorrow's going to discuss what the first Shlishi was about. So, Karma Milsa, the Shlishi Kamari. This third day of X was the third day of the week, third day of the month. The Kashel Rabbanon, the Sheminim Bechad B'Shaba Ikwe Yarcha. We see Rosh Chodesh and Yom Rishon of the week were the same day. In Kenel Karchu Betrei B'Shaba Z Omer Lehem Batem Tiyu. Day two, they heard the conversation of Batem Tiyu. But also Hagbola, they heard the Hagbola on day three, Rabbah Prisha, Bishvin in the Torah, the whole Kliyam of Shabbos in the Torah. So the Rabbi Yossi is right. Samora says, no, it's going on. That's Rabbi Yossi. What is the Shlishi? The Chinatanya, Vachakomer. Yom Shlishi, the Dvar Mashiach Moshe, Laham Shechlim and Shay Yisrael. It was the third day of Moshe Rabbeinu's conversations with the Klal Yisrael. The Farish Einshon and Matan Schoron to explain the Einish and the reward. And that third day of conversations between Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael was the third day of the month. Shlishi B'Shabbos, the third day of the week. Rabbi Yossi came along, and that was Rabbi Yossi's understanding. Vayosha Vayagin, Chimarmel, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe Ben, Vayosha, Moshe, the Nasa, Kaisel, Moshe Ben relaying Kaisel's response of Kodesh Dibrisham Nasa, which is Pasuk Ches, Kaisel responded and said, Kodesh Dibrisham Nasa, whatever it says, Rashman says, we'll do. And Vayosha, Moshe responded that. And then it says in Pasuk Ches, Vayagin, What conversation took place between Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael? Moshe Shomer Lehem LeYisrael. So what did Moshe tell Moshe? What did Moshe tell Klal Yisrael? Amar Yisrael. What did Klal Yisrael respond back with Moshe Al Kach on that? Shutzuch Moshe LaHagid LaMalkim. The Moshe has what to tell Kodesh Baruch Hu. Well, I never been time. Elohine Anochi Ba'Elecha. So what is that? So it's referred to Mitzvah Zekbala. Shabbos Shiksuva Acher. This is Prisha. It was written later. In Pasuk Yud-Beis and Yud-Gimel, still, B'shisha Nemerloi was said on day 3. Actually, after Mrs. Prisha, B'shisha Nemerloi, what's the Lahashir Shekibulei, and Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, on Yom Revi in the morning, the Klai Yisrael accepted the Mitzvah Zagbala. Oishah Shal Torah, the Rebbe says the punishment. Meshavin, K'moi Vayelech Shalav, he went, he broke away, he rebelled. Shemoyne Milakabel, these are things which you hear you don't want to accept. Shimikablu Yonshu. If we accept the Torah, we're going to get all these punishments. So the Barma Lalu is Meshavin Asleep Minamakim would theoretically want Klal Yisrael to rebel, to run away. Alpha became Kiblu Layim, and even so Klal Yisrael accepted it. And that was the greatness of Klal Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Kodesh Baruch Hu. Gidin Yerek Mar, that's a bitter herb. Toshma, second brisa, which won't work out according to the Rabbanan. It says shishi b'chodesh, shishi b'shabbos. So the sixth day was the sixth day of the month and the sixth day of the week. Again, kashal Rabbanan. So honami b'yersi, the brisa is b'yersi. So again, the problem is the sixth day of X was on the Friday, which is the sixth day of the month. Well, what's the X? Shishi l'mai of. So what was it? The sixth day of what? Rabba Omar Lechani Yosef. It was the sixth day from the time that they arrived at Midbar Sinai. The Pasuk Aleph, B'chodesh Nisan, they got on Rosh Chodesh, they got to Midbar Sinai. This is day six of from the time they arrived in Harsinai. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Lamason, not only was it day six of the time that they arrived in Harsinai, it was day six of the time that they left. They traveled like Pasuk Bei says, by Yisum Refidim, they left Refidim and they came to Rami Harsinai. So he says that Pasuk means that they left and they arrived, they left Refidim and arrived at Harsinai the same day. So it was the sixth day from the time that they left Refidim. Where it says, "Kamifal gibes Shabbos tomorrow." Klal Yisrael was given the mitzvah of Shabbos in when they were in Mora. How do we know the tefsir? Because Shatif Klal Hashem alakachob. It says in the Luchos Shlius by the mitzvah of Shabbos that the mitzvah of Shabbos was said to Klal Yisrael in the following words: "Keep the Torah like Hashem already commanded you." So means that the Klal Yisrael was told by Har Sinai, keep the Torah like Hashem commanded you earlier, already in Morah. It means that they received the mitzvah of Shabbos already in Morah. So now, when they received the mitzvah of Shabbos, did they receive all of the pratim of the mitzvah of Shabbos? So Mar Sabar Ashabbos Ifka, they were given the mitzvah of Shabbos. Atzchumim lo Ifka, they were not given the mitzvah of Tchum. Means some parts of Shabbos were not given until later. And one of the things which was not given was the mitzvah of tchum. It means they had a limit how far they could walk on Shabbos. They didn't have that limit yet, because it says that the Yisrael here was not just. So means the curb and by our sin they were given tchumen. Means you hold tchumen as the rice, so that's machlokes tanoim. So it says no, the pshat over here doesn't really mean tchumen, because the Yisrael here wasn't. The more important point is, did they leave? Could they have left Rafidim on the day before? Well, there the issue was the Hutzah, right? since it's not the issue of Tishah Tchum, there's an issue of Hitzah. So the more it says Tchum, it means the idea of traveling, including Hitzah. So I mean, that would be true going to Rabbanon, and the whole Tchum is not the Raisa. They weren't, the mitzvah of Hitzah wasn't given yet, even though the mitzvah, other mitzvahs of Shabbos, but the issue of Hitzah was not given yet. And remember, we discussed this way back when at the beginning of the Masechta. We point out that Hitzah is an exceptional malacha, that it doesn't create any change in the item, as opposed to all of the other malachas. And Tosfos points out that, we'll see later when we get to Perek HaZorik, that each one of the tolls of Hitzah, the more has a pasuk for it. Normally you don't need psukim for toldos. So Tosfos on the base points out that Hitzah is a malacha geruah, it's a lesser of a malacha than the other malachas. So even though there's certain things which we see it as a tolda, we're not going to give it a status of a malacha until there's a pasuk which says so. As opposed to other malachas which are more significant, the toldos are going to be naturally derived. So Tosfos says before. So it means Hitzah is a malacha which we might see it taking place in the Mishkan, but we would derive it from the Mishkan unless there's a pasuk which supports it. And there's a pasuk, Al Yetzi Ishmim Kamer B'Yom HaShabbos, which goes, Al Darshan, don't do Hitzah. So even though they're given Shabbos, if they were not given explicitly the malacha of Hitzah would not be usher yet. Tosh says that the pasuk, Al Yetzi Ishmim Kamer B'Yom HaShabbos, was said by the Mon, which already is beforehand. It was said later on and written bimkarmai over there later on. Like you find there were certain mitzvahs which were said later on, but then written earlier in the Sipra HaDavor. Marsabar Shabbos Yivka Tchuman Lo Yivka. Marsabar Tchuman Nama Yivka. So they could not have left on Shabbos because they couldn't carry on Shabbos. They couldn't walk that far on Shabbos. So they only left after Shabbos. So they must have left on Sunday from Rafidim, and also arrived on Sunday in Rafidim. Well, loading animals that's not the right thing. Well, Kosher, I can tell you, was Kosher Amanas Lahat, that they were going to arrive the same day, so it was a Tesher, which wasn't going to last for 24 hours, it wasn't in the race. You probably could work it through, putting out fires is only Durbanon, so any campfires that they had, they put out the Durbanon, or maybe they didn't put out, maybe they weren't careful with smoky bears, so they just left them, I don't know. It's the middle of a midbar, what's going to happen, right? I know you could work it out, Okay, let's see Rashi. Third line from the bottom. Shishi, shishi b'chodesh. Kamei boy shishi kamo l'mai. It was the sixth day of what? Dacholek l'memer shishi l'oysen d'vorm. There was a third day of the conversation. There was no more conversation. The Vishnam liel. Shishi the brice of the liel. Ika l'memer the aribahu. Dacholkim yomim. Hayom Moshe medaber b'oysen d'vorm. Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about the Torah, etc. So on day 4, Moshe Rabbeinu responded about the new things that they learned on day Gimel. But Shishi is not about that anymore. What's it about? Again, you see that means Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. The answer is that was a Biyarsi. So it's Shishi. What? They encamped by Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. The sixth day of Klai Yisrael's presence by Har Sinai, who is Shishi B'Chodesh, was the sixth day of the month, who Shishi B'Shabbat, was the sixth day of the week. They left Rafidim and they arrived in Har Sinai the same day. Klai Yisrael was given the Shabbos and Mora. If they got Tchumen that then also, a lawyer or not, keep Shabbos like Hashem commanded you. That was part of the Sinas HaTorah, those words. They were given already Shabbos earlier. The question was, what did they get then? Klaisa was given certain mitzvahs and mora. Shenosim Rafidim, Nosim B'Shabbos. They was possible to leave Rafidim on Shabbos. So Huzaru Leilat Yosim Yalpaimam. They weren't given this command not to work, go past. Now the problem here, Alpaimam was never derisive. They were never commanded to walk past Alpaim, not to walk up past Alpaim. So that's the problem in Rashi. But Rashi is Alpaimam. Okay. Toshma. Delta Gemara, back in the Gemara. Sixth line. Nisin Shaboy Yotsu Yisoma Mitzrayim. So Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim in Nisin. Barbo Osor Shachtu Pischem. They shechted the Korban Pesach on the 14th. Chamisha Osor Yotsu, they left on the 15th. Well, the Erev Loko Becharis. And then in the evening the Bukharis were killed. The Morse says Larry, so that means the 16th the Bukharis were killed? No. El Amiba Arab from the night before Loku Bukharis, the Bukharis were killed. So they Khamisha Bishaba Soya. And that the 15th was on a Thursday. Wednesday night, Thursday. Okay. Now Minchamesa Benissan Khamisha Bishabas. So let's do our math with our months. Nisan is always a mole. So if Nisan was on the 15th was a Thursday, so Reish Yarcha the year is Shabbat. So it means if you do your math, so 2 weeks later will be the 29th, the Yom Hey will be the 29th, Yom Vav is the 30th, and Aleph is Shabbos, so Aleph year is on Shabbos. Well, Iyar is always chaser, so day 1 is Shabbos, means day 29 is Shabbos. So Reish Yarchad is Sivan is Chad V'Shabbos. So Reish Chad is Sivan is now on Sunday. So that's again, that'll work out according to Rabbi Yossi, but not according to Rabbanan. Kashal Rabbanan. So I'm the Rabbanan, Iyar that Yishayta Evuri Abrua. Iyar that year was a Molech. So Iyar came out, so means 29th is Shabbos, 30th of Iyar is on Sunday, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Monday. Okay. Okay, Toshma. Zoloy Abrua, that, well, I'm going to bring you a Bryson, which says they weren't Ma'abr in Iyar. Because it says, Nishin Shabbat Yisom, Bryson says, Nishin Shaboy Yotsu Yisumim Mitzrayim, Barba Osir Shachta Pischeim. Bechemisha also Yotsu. So they shepherded on the 14th. They left on the 15th. Well, the Arab, and then in the evening, Lokuk Becharis, the Becharis were then killed. Again, the more is a question, the language of the Bryce is difficult. The Arab, Sachodaitach, Aleim, Amiba Arab, the night before Lokuk Becharis. Voisa Yoim, Chemisha Beshabbos. So that was on Thursday. Then the Bryce continues. This Bryson says, and so Rosh Chodesh Iyar came out to be on, like we said, on Shabbos. Then the Bryson then says, Chaser Iyar was Chaser. We're in Sivan Lios Becha B'Shabbos, and Sivan came out to be Becha B'Shabbos. So that Bryson is explicit. So Kasha L'Rabbanan. Some more answers again. How many Rabbi Yossi? That Bryson is a Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Le'erev mashma le'erev habo, the following evening. Somewhere it says it met the night before. Reishar yarcha the year b'Shabbat. Shari Nissan is mole hu lo'alem. It's always mole. So if day 15 is a Thursday, so day 30 is a Friday, and Shabbos is a Rosh Chodesh. If Shabbos is, if year is a chaser, so Reishar yarcha the siman b'chad b'Shabbat. Okay, the next Bryson says explicitly, Hishlam Nisan, Nismala Bishlish Bishlashim, it was full. Loshin Sholem, it was complete. Chaser Iyar, Shere Iyar, Chaser Kesidron, so Iyar is Chaser. Misrami Sivan Bechad Bishabbos, Shabbat. Came out to Bechad Bishabbos. Okay, let's just maybe just do the Gemara, Willie Rashi. Amar Papa, Toshma. So this is the story by the about the mon. So they came to Mirosin, and this is Kapitel Tezayin Posik Aleph. They left Eilim, and they came to Midbar Sin. And Klaiso complains and says, "We don't have what to eat." And then give the parsha of mon. They give him the parsha of mon. So says. B'chamisha also yom lechadosh hasheni, and that pasuk says this was b'chamisha also yom lechadosh hasheni, the 15th day of Iyar. Okay, b'chamisha yom Shabbos hoya, this traveling from Eilim and coming to Midbar Sin was on Shabbos. The Ksiva says a berker reason is Kod Hashem, because it says Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that you're going to see the Kod Hashem, which means the Baruch Hashem is going to respond to your complaints tomorrow, which means the month started on Sunday. You're going to cluster for 6 days, and the seventh day you're not going to eat anymore. So it means if you do the calculation, it means that they started getting it on Sunday. They had it all 6 days, and the seventh day was Shabbos. There would be no month. So it means they traveled on Shabbos. So again, so Zohar Papa, if the 15th of Iyar is on a Shabbos, it's going to come out that the 29th is also 15, 22, 29 will be on Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on a Sunday. Kashal Rabbanon, Amach Rabbanon, Iyar Da'ishaita Avuri Abrua. That Iyar was 30 days that year. Okay.